Hey, what's up, everybody? Luke Grangell with Transformation Secrets. And today, for those of you that are watching live, you can see my before and after picture right there. And I'm going to share with you the math that blew my mind that really changed everything for me.
Have you ever said to yourself, I know what to do, so why don't I do it? My name is Luke Grangell, and you are not alone. In fact, the gap of knowing and doing is the largest gap the human race faces. So how do we get to the other side? Well, it's not by joining program after program telling us the same things we already know. The way we go from knowing to doing comes from within, and this podcast will show you how to do that. Welcome to Transformation Secrets, and after this episode, don't forget to subscribe and grab some free bonus content over at TransformationSecretsPodcast.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. And again, I'm going to show you the math that blew my mind. If you've been following me for a while, you've probably heard this before, but then I'm also going to go into just some very basic nutrition basics that you could just start absolutely today. And before I go even farther, I just shipped out 15 of these free books to you guys that ordered it. Sorry if there's any delay, I had some printer problems, but if you want a free guide and learn secrets like I shared today, just go to the link 8to12poundsdown.com/power guide and you can pick up a free book. Just help me out with the shipping cost and I'll ship it out to you. All right, guys. So today I'll show my before picture again. You guys probably seen this a million times, but we got new people here. So in that before picture, again, I took that before picture after I was working out for over 5 years, right? I say 5 years seriously, but I've been working out for like 15, 20 years before that with sports and everything like that. But I decided to take it serious and I said, okay, I'm going to work out all the time. I worked out 5-6 days a week and I did not miss a day. I absolutely loved working out. I was disciplined. I was motivated. Crush it for 5 years. And at the end of 5 years, I take that before picture and it was looked the exact same. I did not change one bit. And many of you may feel the same way. You're putting in the hard work. You're as good as you can. And your body's just not changing. Sure, you feel good every now and then. It makes you feel better mentally. You feel a little bit stronger, but it doesn't look like you work out, right? I looked great with the shirt on, but once I took that shirt off, people would have no idea I worked out. And so that's where I was until I met this guy and he told me about this math problem, again, that absolutely blew my mind and just put everything more in perspective for me. And the moment I learned this, I started applying it, and that's where the after picture came into play just 3 months after I started adopting this, all right? So this math problem, very simple. If you don't know, there's 168 hours in a week, all right? So 7 days a week times 24 hours, 168 hours in a week. Now, let's say the most dedicated person like me, like I believe I was really dedicated. I worked out an hour every single day for 6 days. So let's say that's 6 hours of the 168. So that leaves me with 162 hours left, right? So 168 hours in a week. I work out for six of those. There's 162 hours left. It doesn't matter how hard I work out during those 6 hours. It doesn't matter if I was a professional athlete training those 6 hours. I will never make up 162 hours of poor nutrition, improper sleep, and dehydrating myself. It is impossible. So that's when I thought to myself, what if I stop worrying about the 6 hours and I start focusing on the 162 hours? And the moment I started doing that, my results skyrocketed. As you saw in the picture, I was over 10% body fat in 3 months. I got abs for the first time in my life at age 25 when I was trying literally since age 14. And I even had the belief in my mind that it's not possible for my body to get abs for whatever reason. But when I started focusing on the 162 hours that actually mattered, instead of the 6 hours of exercise, my results skyrocketed. I still exercise, but I just didn't put the focus on it like I was before, right? Where I was like, oh, I'm not getting the results I want. I must have to work out harder. Oh, I need to lose 5 more pounds. Maybe I'll work out 2 hours today, right? That is what you don't want to do. If you're not getting the results you want, focus on the 162 hours that actually make the difference. And so where to start, right? That all sounds great. I hear I need to eat healthy, all this stuff. So where do I start? So this is where I started. The first thing that I did, we do it way more advanced now, but you don't need the advanced version yet. If you want that, we could help you out with that. But just where to get started, the number one thing I say is start eating breakfast. Try to wake up and just start that metabolism. That's what you need to do, is you just need to start eating to start your metabolism. The biggest mistake when people are beginning out on something is they wait till 12 noon. Like, they wake up, they have their cup of coffee, and then they wait till 12 noon to eat. And then it's just pretty much snacking throughout the rest of the day until they go to sleep. It's because you're constantly hungry and you're not really focused on the food. You're just focused on living to the next day. And so if you wake up, you have a nutritious meal. I always suggest something with protein. I keep it easy. I'll have a protein shake. I had a protein shake when I woke up today. Just puts protein in my body, gets me nutrients. I'm ready for the next few hours. So that's step number one. I would say start eating breakfast. Now you may be asking, well, what about intermittent fasting? I do this, I do that, whatever. Like, I'm talking to the beginners people here. If you just want to get started, this works for 99.9% of the people. If you're great and you've been following all the other fads out there, great, keep doing it. But if you need a place to get started and you need something that's going to work for pretty much everybody in the population, just start eating breakfast. So that's number one. Number two is try to start eating something every 3 hours. So this will keep your metabolism going throughout the whole day. Once we eat something, it usually takes 2 to 3 hours for our body to digest something. So that means our body is ready to eat again, and it goes back up. So, like, let's say we wake up, our metabolism's right here. We eat breakfast, everything spikes up, the insulin, everything like that, and then over 2 to 3 hours, it comes back down. And then so we eat, and it spikes back up, and then comes back down. It goes up and down, up and down. And you may not be hungry at first. Most people aren't. But you eat anyways. It could be something simple. It could be a handful of almonds. It could be a Greek yogurt. It could be some cottage cheese. It could be a sandwich. Whatever it may be, just eat something. Because every single time, 1 week, 2 weeks later, people start telling me, man, I used to never eat breakfast. Now I'm waking up starving. Like, I'm hungry all day long. And that's because your metabolism is speeding up. The reason you're not hungry now is because you trained your body not to be hungry. So your body actually stores fat, because we are mammals and it's meant to survive. So the moment you start eating more often, the moment your body's gonna be trained to want food more often. And the key with this is if you're eating every 2 to 3 hours, do not snack between that. And that's what will help get rid of the snacking, is you have your breakfast, wait 3 hours, have a good snack, wait 3 hours, have a good lunch, wait 3 hours, have a good snack, wait 3 hours, have a good dinner. And so people were like, oh, I can't eat four or five meals a day. It's because you're probably having 20 meals a day because you're snacking throughout the whole day. But if you just eat one, like, have all your food at one time and then wait, have all your food again, that's going to keep your metabolism going. So have breakfast, eat every 2 to 3 hours. Number three is make sure you just get enough water. So on average, you want to have about half your body weight in ounces. So if you're a 150-pound person, you should be drinking 75 ounces of water a day, minimum. That's minimum. So again, the more you weigh, the more water you need to stay hydrated. All right? So for every hour of exercise, you should add another glass of water. For every cup of coffee you drink, you should have another glass of water. Anything that dehydrates you, you need to replace it. All right, so I always say just aim for a gallon a day and you're going to be completely fine, right? Step number one is to find out how much water you're currently drinking. So if you're currently drinking 50 ounces a day, be consistent at that. Do that every day. And then next week, go for 60 ounces. Be consistent, then go for 70. It doesn't have to go from 50 to 128 ounces overnight, right? That's just that's the stuff that you could do for a short time, but not a long time, all right? So have your breakfast, eat every few hours, drink your water. Final step is get some sleep. Get some sleep and focus on getting 7 to 8 hours, preferably 8 hours. I get seven. I'm working on my eighth hour, but get 8 hours of sleep every single night. And the best way to do this is work backwards. Just think, what time do I need to wake up? Do I need to wake up at 5 a.m. tomorrow so I could get ready for work? Great. So what's 8 hours minus starting at 5 a.m.? What's 8 hours backwards? I think that's 10 p.m. So then you know you have to go to sleep by 10 p.m. to wake up at 5 a.m. and get your 8 hours instead of watching that extra Netflix show or whatever. And I think everyone's already watched everything on Netflix already from quarantine. I know I have. All right. So that's the main thing. So stop focusing on the 6 hours of exercise. Focus on the 162 hours of sleep, nutrition, and hydration. And follow those four simple steps of having breakfast, eating every few hours, drink your water, and get some sleep. And I promise you, if you follow that, like you will, and you're just starting out, like you'll probably lose 5 pounds this week, right? And you'll feel better and you're gonna have more energy. All right, guys. So hopefully that was valuable for you. If it was, please go ahead, comment down below. If you're listening on the podcast later, please share it, tag me. And let's share this with as many people as possible so we can help everybody around the world. And always remember, you are only one decision away from changing your life. Hey, what's up, everybody? If you found this information valuable, then you will absolutely love my texting community. You can ask me questions anytime you want, plus I'll give you free content each week that nobody else gets. To subscribe, all you have to do is send me a text to 626-602-7151. Again, that is 626-602-7151. I'll be looking forward to your text, and don't forget to subscribe and share this content so we could reach millions around the world. And always remember, you are only one decision away from changing your life.